suppose each year you come into this competition and other competitions looking to better what you've done previously. And we've got to this stage four times. And without sounding the wrong way, because we know it's a tough game that we've got the weekend, it gives us our best opportunity, if you like, of progressing, because ultimately we're at home against a team that are in a lower division than ourselves, rather than the previous three occasions when we played against Football League teams. It's a big opportunity. Like I say, it's somewhere we've never been before. As like player, I've enjoyed some really good runs in the FA Cup, but as a group and as a club, this is a, like I say, big opportunity for us to, I suppose, be one step away from a massive game, and I think that's how you've got to look at it. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's a big chance. That the big thing for us, I think, we used the last round as a chance to start a run going. We've now kicked on from there. It's now important that, regardless of what game we were playing, we keep that momentum going, and try and take that into our next league fixture.
Is it a compliment to how far you've come as a club and as a group of players and staff that there's not a novelty around being in the first round of the FA Cup, because you've done it regularly over the last few years?
Yeah, it is, and I suppose this year it's a little bit different, because ultimately over the past 4 or 5 years you have to win 3 or 4 rounds to get to this level. And I think then all of a sudden people are aware of, you've looked at a couple of draws, you know who you might be or you might come up against, and it builds. I think this year, obviously, with us getting promoted last year and only having to win one game to get to this level, it's not taking away from the feeling and the achievement, if you like, but it's certainly different, because I don't think anybody has got, I suppose, into the spirit of a cup run, if you like, because we've only played one game in the competition so far. So this is our next game. The aim for us is to stay in it as long as possible, try and win the game. And again, I think then maybe more excitement comes who you draw potentially in round two, because again, realistically, then you are, like I say, one round away from when the big boys really do come in. So there's a lot on the game, but it's, like I say, it's a game we're looking forward to. It's our next game, and it's important that we keep our run going that we're on. That's where our sole focus is.
How good a shape are you in terms of your recent performances and your recent results now compared to before your fourth qualifying round, when the results just for some reason weren't coming?
Yeah, no, we're in a good place. We've really kicked on from beating Wrexham here in the FA Cup. We've backed it up with two really good league results, one disappointing abandonment. It's amazing what wins do. And like I say, you look at the league table, going back to that, I think we've lost 5-6 games all season. You look at those teams second in the table have lost that many, more than that. There's teams that have lost 8. The draws really have sort of dampened our progress, and the manner in which they came around, as I said before, have knocked the lads a little bit. 2 clean sheets in the last 2 games, 4 in the last 5. We're scoring goals, which we always have done, and we're picking up results. It's really give everyone a boost. The important thing now is to carry that on, keep looking forward. We've got everybody fit, so we've got massive competition for places. The lads who ultimately are in, I've got to keep that shirt, and there's healthy competition behind them looking to take their places, which is any football club what you want.
Kidderminster, you had a big battle with them last season, of course. I guess you couldn't really have anticipated meeting them again so quickly, but although personnel will have changed, you'll know a lot about them.
Yeah, personnel's changed an awful lot from both teams. I think obviously there's a bit of extra spice in the fact that we've got a few of their players and they've got one of our players has gone there. But ultimately, although both squads have changed quite dramatically, both managers remain the same, and the philosophy of both hasn't changed. We had 2 really entertaining games against them last year. Both ended up in draws, so you know how close it was. And they were our main rivals, if you like, for the title. I suppose from their perspective, unfortunately, they've gone into the playoffs and not progressed through that. So they spent another year at that level. There has been big turnaround for them. They've probably not started the season as well as they'd have hoped or liked, but that can happen. But I think you need to look at the results over the recent weeks. They are sort of turning it around. I thoroughly expect them to be up there challenging come the end of the season. Whether that's for the title, I'm not too sure, but they'll certainly be in around the playoffs. And on the day, they're a match for anyone at that level. You need to look at the fact that they beat Chester convincingly in the previous round, and we know that we face a really, really tough game. But like I say, a game that should be a proper football match, 2 teams that want to play in the right way. But although the sides are a division apart, if you like, both very, very evenly matched on the pitch.
We talked earlier about milestones for the club and the FA Cup. Milestone for yourself, coming up 6 years in charge this week. when you came here, you knew it was a forward-thinking, very progressive club and that there were big ambitions. Could you have envisaged 6 years later being sitting here in this stadium, playing in this division with the club in the shape that it's in?
No, I suppose you always... That was the plan. The way life is, things don't go to plan very often. So it's been, like I say, it's been great, the turnaround. I suppose when I came in, like I say, we came two divisions down to get further ahead. That's happened. And I suppose you look back in a sense of a pride that the club really has moved forward in the time we've been here. Not only to progress on the pitch, which has been, like I said, the main part of our job and get us through the divisions off the pitch, we're now at a completely different level than we were. I remember obviously first time going to Kelleher back in the day, no stand at either end, no terracing, basically the one main stand. And now to have that as a training facility, if you like, and have this as our home, and with the things that are going on down the bottom end with the education centre and the 3G pitches and things, we're only, like I say, we're only moving forward, which is a massive positive. When we took the job, you'd hope that would be the case, but it's taken a lot of work from lots of people and a long time to get where we are. But now's the time, I suppose, to enjoy it, but also realise that we're still looking forward. We still want to get better. We still know that we need to improve. And it's exciting times, even 6 years down the line.